Climate change has been revealed as a class war that is being waged and that has been waged by the rich against the poor.
The impacts from climate change are on humankind, on civilization, are likely to be catastrophic.
It's been called the defining issue of our times, climate change, the heating up of Earth's atmosphere and oceans by greenhouse gases and its projected continuation. How this will affect our society and the natural world has been the subject of vigorous debate among scientists and politicians for the past two decades. Over the last 15 years, the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change has been meeting annually in conferences of parties, or COPs, in order to assess progress in dealing with climate change. This year's UN summit, COP 16, begins next week in Cancun, Mexico. WMNF spoke with Richard Heinberg, senior fellow at the Post Carbon Institute and former advisor to the National Petroleum Council, on his expectations of progress on addressing climate change being made at this year's UN summit.
Well, I wish I could be optimistic here, but frankly, I see very, very little chance of binding agreements internationally to curb climate change. And the reason for that is the problem is our burning of fossil fuels, and fossil fuels are creating this enormous problem, but at the same time, fossil fuels create enormous economic benefits for countries that use them. Fossil fuels are the most concentrated, cheapest sources of energy we've ever had as human beings. And as a result, you know, countries that use lots of fossil fuels are able to generate a lot of economic growth. And economic growth trumps everything else in modern politics. We're willing to do almost anything to stop climate change except curb economic growth, and unfortunately that's exactly what we would have to do in order to have any real impact on this process.
Despite Heinberg's pessimism, some of those who are engaged in the UN process, such as Thomas Hamlin, the UN's technical advisor on energy and transport, says that progress is being made, but there are valid criticisms to the process.
There are various arguments against these kinds of systems. One of them is that polluting countries should not be able to meet their targets by buying credits elsewhere in the world, that they should really tackle their own systems. So that's one criticism that's out there. On the other side of that argument is that we should encourage investment wherever the least cost carbon emission reductions can be obtained. And, you know, it is a global problem, so wherever we cut the carbon emissions, we're doing good for the climate.
Others, such as social critic, activist, and author Derek Jensen, have a much different opinion on the nature of climate change and how to go about stopping it.
Is it going to be effective in slowing climate change? No, of course not. Will it be effective in pretending to do some action while allowing capitalism to continue to consume the planet? Yeah, because the problems are functional and systemic, and you can't stop climate change while continuing to burn oil, and any child would know that. I think the process as a whole is a sham, and I think its primary function is to pretend to do something while they continue business as usual. One of the primary tenets of how they've moved, of discussions around climate change, have been that the central core of all solutions, so-called solutions presented, have been that industrial capitalism cannot be questioned, and what must be questioned is in these solutions, the independent variable is industrial capitalism, and the dependent variable is the natural world, and the natural world must conform to industrial capitalism, and not the other way around. And that's literally insane.